Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, Agamotto North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl, Free Fire Radio, and Carl and Linda Bott with us. I'll be okay. 7:05 on the 1st of November. Bob.
Good morning.
You were gone for 2 days.
Yes.
And you've stayed in a court case. So did you get any jail time?
No, it was not my own. Interesting to look at the beast from the inside that we call the judicial system. The rituals.
Of the beast.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. It's real.
The belly of the beast.
There's this dance, this intricate choreographed dance that has to be done, and it's just a real eye opener. You know, it's nothing like TV, that's for sure.
Guess what this is? Guess what that is, Bob, that you missed yesterday?
Do you wish you were?
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was here. You know what? It's something that you look forward to every year, and there you were in jail.
Courthouse, but close enough.
Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Number's Freeman Live at KCNR1460.com. And not only is Bad Bob back, but Trish Clark is standing next to me. Hey there, sweetie.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You know what? You rested up for 60 days or 90 days, wherever it was, so you could be back in time for the election season.
Exactly. Well, boy, I just almost missed it.
We're going to use you, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. This is certainly a race that has huge impacts from the federal right down to the dog catchers. So we need to be paying attention.
Are there dog catchers running? I didn't know that. Anyway, we have there for you an Oscar Mayer Wiener Whistle.
It's
the
perfect
one in the plastic. Don't take the other one. I think Just Bob was blown on that one. Or you can have that one. There you go. You can, Bad Bob have that. So now you have a Wienermobile whistle,
I'm so
too.
Pleased. I was so disappointed when I saw you use yours this morning and thought, wow, I missed that by one day.
By one day.
Missed it by that much.
Well, you know, we're going to have a big day today. Besides our Wells Fargo buddies, Dr. Maria Salas is going to call in because she's got a show on Saturday that is an exemplary show. She's going to be talking to some veterans and getting ready for Veterans Day and, of course, the Marine Corps birthday. All of them kind of falling in. So she'll be calling and talking a little bit about that. We're going to have Missy MacArthur's going to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have Brian Daly. Brian Daly will be on the show. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think it is. And certainly, like
it's
I said,
it's time to start asking some questions.
There's a lot of questions out there. People need, number one, to be sure that they vote. But they need to make an educated vote. And we try to give them opportunities to know who these candidates are, what they stand for, so that they can make an educated decision when they go to the polls. But, boy, it's so important that everybody get out and vote.
You know what? If you don't get out and vote, then at that point you should not say another word about what happens in government. You shouldn't say, I wish that hadn't happened because, really,
you're part of the problem.
You had your chance to vote. And you know what? You know, maybe it should be is that you've got to take a test to vote. Oh my God. Besides being a citizen of the United States, but maybe a test that says, who is Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Who is George? How many states are there in the union?
Well, that would be good. That would
How about
be a
that
good
one?
Test, yeah.
And just, you don't have to name any of them. How many states are in the union and which one do you live in? How about something like that?
Yeah.
And you've got to say it in English.
Well, and I think it's important. I think it's extremely important that we be able to identify ourselves. I have a hard time following the train of thought that says we have to have identification and we have to have insurance and we have to have this. We have to identify ourselves to get a credit card or what have you. We don't have to identify ourselves or show some form of identification to vote.
Yeah,
What's up with that?
Well, I don't know, but we need to talk about that. But first, before we go there, Wells Fargo is back online because it looks like Wall Street's back online. They got it going yesterday. So we're going to visit with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 136 points this morning at 13,232. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 11 at 1,423. And the NASDAQ is positive 31 at 3,008. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company down 4 cents at $11.12 and Pfizer down 24 cents at $24.63. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 9 cents at $14 even, and Tri-Counties Bank is up 42 cents at $16.84. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.88%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 4 cents at $86.26. Gold is up $2 at $1,721. And silver is up 11 cents at $32.43. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. Hey, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you live. And in there, also, if you want to talk to them, which is a good idea, find out what's going on financially in the world, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Trish Clark and I are just going to discuss some of the things that are going on in the world. And then we're going to kick it off. I mean, people are going to start calling in. I'm trying to think of is, there's this, one of the things that's coming on is the death penalty. Proposition is doing away with the death penalty. I like to talk about a 9-year-old girl that was kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And let's talk a little bit about that and the mother's reaction to this. Carl and Linda Bott, Trish Clark is here with me today. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading, and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBlatt, Trish Clark is with me today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. It's getting cold. It's getting windy. It's rainy out there. So where do you stop? Espresso Joe's. Get that specially large cup of coffee for an exceptionally low price made by that TMB cutie. Veterans get discounts and the finest prices on tobacco in this city at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, they've done so much for our city, Joe and Shelley have. They're, you know, support them and because they have supported us. Okay. Trish, what do you think about Benghazi? You've been away from a while. I mean, really, I mean, you've been kind of like avoiding, you know, reality. So what do you think about this?
You know, that's really true because I made a conscious effort when I took off on my trip that I was not going to watch the news and listen to it on a daily basis. But you got to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to keep up on something as important as this. I'm just amazed that the media cannot be forced in some manner to report this whole thing. Benghazi, that's just out and out. The things that I've read, the things that I've seen, the things that are common knowledge among anybody that's listening is that this group back in Washington is real dirty on this whole issue and kind of involved in the whole scandal. And why aren't we holding their feet to the fire?
Because they're Democrats, and because the mainstream media is in some kind of form of using affirmative action to keep Obama there. I mean, but why? I don't understand it. An emergency meeting was held by U.S. diplomats in Libya nearly a month before the attack. They killed the four Americans because al-Qaeda training camps were in Benghazi and because the consulate could not defend itself against a coordinated attack. They put this out in a cable dated August 15th, and the cable summarized the meeting
dated the next day. And
it went to Hillary Clinton, addressed the Office of the Secretary of State, appeared to warn everybody that the September 11th attack on the consulate killed the U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, and it was going to happen. It also appears to contradict the White House statements that the attack occurred without warning. That was crap. They keep saying, oh, it was without warning. And
they were watching it in real time. They were watching it unfold
nothing was
over
done.
Hours.
You know, if you do nothing else, my friends, if nothing else bothers you, this should bother you. Okay, he wants to lie about the economy. All right, lie about the economy. But there's certain things the administration lies about that should really, really bother you. One is Fast and Furious, where they allowed thousands of weapons to go across the border. These weapons were used to kill thousands of Mexicans.
Not only did they allow it, they were complicit in it.
They helped them. And a U.S. Border Patrolman killed by these weapons. And you know what? The weapons are still out there. They're still killing people because of the complicity of Eric Holder, and his Department of Justice and the ATF to get these weapons across the border. And what was their reason? So they could start cracking down.
Ban guns,
you know,
in America.
So they could start banning. You know, this is wrong. But then this one in Benghazi, a U.S. ambassador. You know what? I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not making it up. I'm not saying, oh, he wasn't born in the United States. Ah, crap. Let it go. I don't care. You're never going to get, you're no traction with that. You take the things, and this is what I've said for 3 years. Take what he does and talk about it. Focus on that. The Benghazi raid that killed an ambassador and three others should not have happened. And because it did, they tried to cover it up. They're trying to roll it out so that nobody, what really happened? They want to make it through November 6th.
That's exactly right. And if this, I mean, November surprise, October surprise, whatever the surprise, this is no surprise. We've known about this for a month. It should have been all over the airways. One thing I kind of got to throw in this vein. I have a little bit of optimistic hope that the people really get it across the United States, because I've been in most of the southeastern states and completely across the United States in the last 6 weeks. There's great signs out there. There's great billboards. There's lots of them. A lot of Romney signs in places you wouldn't expect them. And not so many Obama in places you would be sure they would be.
Well, you know, on the day of the attack itself, Stevens wrote a 3-page cable about growing problems with security in Benghazi and growing frustration with the security forces and Libyan police. We never let the Iraqi security forces that we had with us fight by themselves or have complete control of any compound when we had our principals around. There were always Americans there. Always Americans there that were in charge of the security. And to let this happen without having, you know, having four or five shooters around Mr. Stevens is the whole thing, the whole thought is reprehensible. How, you know, and them taking the plane away from, you know, from Libya. What, was it going to cost too much? What? Was it, you know what? Obama spends more on an hour flight to raise, you know, $5 million for his campaign than that plane would have cost for a year. You know, you've got to figure out, and the bottom line on this attack was going down. They had drone pictures. They had men on the ground saying, we can laze this. They had generals standing up, people being told to stand down. And the American president, the president of our United States, went to bed and then went to Las Vegas the next day for a fundraiser. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, Bob is like a little octopus in here. He's got 12 things happening in only two fingers. And you know what? And you know what? He's still traumatized from being in jail yesterday.
Anyway. The system.
Hey, let's go to Dr. Maria Salas.
Good morning, Dr. Salas.
Hi.
Hey, Maria,
good morning,
you're on.
Everybody.
Hey, I know you're driving. You're on your way to Chico, but this is an important show you've got having Saturday.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited, and this all sort of just got put together, and it's all worked out just great. I had planned about a month ago to celebrate the upcoming Marine Corps birthday in November, November 10th. Right, Carl?
November 10th. You've got it there, hon.
Yeah, every November 10th, no matter what day of the week. And also to honor Veterans Day. And we are going to have some special guests on. Father Westling, Father Lester Westling is going to be on. Chaplain Westling, as you would call him, right, Carl?
That's right. We call him Chaplain Westling.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a Purple Heart recipient on as well.
Yeah. Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan. Phelan's going to be on there with you, I believe.
Pardon?
Bill Phelan's going to be on there, I believe.
Yes. Yes, and they've got a lot of great stories for us. We're going to also be talking a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder, and basically that's just a really big stress on our body during high traumatic times, and we're going to be talking about how to get through that. Of course, since we're talking about soldiers, we're going to be talking about how they're transitioning back into civilian life. I believe Father Westling wrote a book, so we're going to be talking about his book that he wrote.
When Johnny Comes Marching Home and When Joni Comes Marching Home.
Yeah, isn't that a great title?
It is.
Of course, we've got a lot of men and women in the military now, and I think it's important for civilians that have no exposure to the military whatsoever to welcome our soldiers back with open arms and to realize what they've been through. Maybe just to have a little bit of an inkling by reading a book like that is really important, especially for healthcare givers, because there's going to be some issues going on, and people need to realize what they've been through.
Absolutely.
Also, we're going to be talking about the Marine Corps Ball coming up. A special guest, Captain Dave Carey.
That's right. Yes. This man is retired Navy captain and former prisoner of war in Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years.
And get this, he's an inspirational speaker. So what does that tell you? He has taken his situation, he's looked at it in the face, and he said, okay, I can either go one way or the other. And he decided to take a positive spin on it and to be a bigger person and help others with his situation. So I think that's wonderful to celebrate him. We're going to be talking about him because Father Lester is a really good friend of his.
That's right.
So other guest, a call-in, we've got Dr. Patrick Porter coming on. He's someone that has worked at the Palo Alto Veterans Hospital in the Bay Area and helped a lot of military personnel. So yeah, what were you going to say, Carl?
No, I'm just saying that we're working with the post-traumatic stress. I know they've got an inpatient down there and a voluntary inpatient at Palo Alto for post-traumatic stress. It's done a lot of good for people.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, being the daughter of a Marine, I am not exempt from, some of the situations that we're talking about here. So it's near and dear to my heart. And, bless my father. He's been through a lot being a Vietnam vet, but he has taken his situation as well and come through it with a double master's degree. He's working on his doctorate right now, and so he's an amazing guy as well. So this is going to be a fun and informative show, and I really invite everyone to listen to the Positively Healthy Show this Saturday from 10 to 11.
And we do, too, because you have a great show, Dr. Maria Salas, and you've got great guests. You always have a great show, but this one's going to be a very special show. So I invite everybody to tune in at 12 for the whole day, of course. You can listen, start out with Mike Small John, and then Dave and Ernie, and, of course, Kurt and Ruth, and then you.
Yeah,
and then after you, Nancy, Sutton Pierce, and then Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone is awesome.
All right, we have to run. We're on that hard break. You know about that. Dr. Yes. Maria Salas, thank you so much for calling in and giving us a quickie on for Saturday. It's going to be a great show. Please listen, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Have a great day.
All right, drive careful. All right, Carl and the Bot. Trish Clark is here with me, and we'll be right back and see what happens next. See you after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green down on Wall Street. Several better-than-expected reports on the U.S. economy, coupled with strong manufacturing data from China, are pushing the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 145 points. Meanwhile, Chrysler revving up strong sales last month, the automaker seeing a 10% increase from the same time last year. It also marks the best October sales for Chrysler since 2007. And looking at the impact of storms from 1970 through 2005, experts found they usually shave half a percentage point from local economic growth. That debunks all the talk that rebuilding after Sandy will be a boon to the economy. Rebuilding often takes the place of investment elsewhere, and often not everything is rebuilt. Sandy, by the way, can cost anywhere between $14 and $30 billion if you calculate total insured and uninsured losses. Adding that to lost business, you're looking at a $34 to $50 billion event. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yax.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. This is just a great morning.
Hey, what's the weather like today, Bad Bob? We seem to have avoided that.
Yes, we do. Looking for showers off and on throughout the day, then it's going to become sunny and a high near 65. Temperature starting to move upward as we head into the weekend. High near 70 tomorrow. And right now in downtown Reading, checking the current temperature, and the computer is reacting a little slower than usual. 56 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, we're just talking about that.
Yes, yes.
Thursday night, in fact, which is tonight.
Tonight, pizza night. Yes, yes, and certainly all the other things that are going on up at Anselmo's on a regular basis, and the great food and the entertainment on the weekends. And
horseback riding, shotguns, you know, for sporting clays. You have that. You can go up and look at the chapel. You can't go into the chapel unless you're invited because it's not open to the public.
It's a private chapel.
No matter what you see, no matter what you read in a record searchlight or idiots blogging, there are no weddings up there.
There are weddings up there, but they're in the gazebo.
Right, the gazebo, the not at the chapel.
Exactly.
They're not at the chapel.
They can't do it, and the reason they can't do it doesn't have anything to do with Shasta County government. It has to do with the permissions allowed for that chapel private chapel
from the Catholic Church.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Pope.
And you're upset because the media is not reporting on Benghazi.
Yes, that's right.
So you've got phone numbers.
And we agree.
And we agree.
Okay.
Everybody should agree. There's a skunk on the table.
There is, definitely. Lots of your listeners probably already have these numbers, but just to catch those who might not, ABC News, the telephone number is 212-456-7777. CBS, 212-975-4321. NBC, 212-664-3720. And call them and ask them why they are covering up the cover-up of Benghazi. I mean, we deserve to know. The American people need to know, and also the families of those fallen heroes deserve and need to know. And as a footnote, I had written to Senator Feinstein and asked her why we weren't hearing about the administration's involvement in all of this, and I received, which amounts to pretty much a form letter. It was very insulting. Not one mention of the administration, only that they would find and bring the terrorists to justice.
Of course, they're in the White House.
She probably didn't want to mention that this administration has a lot of terrorists in it.
Now, ladies, come on.
They don't have to look far to find the people responsible. They're
yeah,
right there.
As far
there.
As the people responsible, yes. They're sitting up there in the Oval Office and surrounding them.
That's right. Speak up. Anyway, I just wanted to pass those on, and I'll let you guys carry on, and I will listen.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This story's got legs. It really does. And it's going to get bigger and bigger.
The unfortunate part of it, if it doesn't, what do we do about it if he gets reelected?
Well, then I think the same thing happened with Nixon. I think if this comes up to the point, he can get impeached. But speaking of story that has legs, let's go to Missy MacArthur, who's running for city council. How about that for a segue, huh?
Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Missy.
Hi, Missy. How's it going?
It's going well.
This has been a big month for you, huh?
Yes.
Or last month.
A month of celebration.
Yeah. Let's talk to people a little bit about that.
Well, finished chemo a couple weeks ago and finished the election on Tuesday, so life is good.
Go back to normalcy.
Several deadlines, you know.
Yeah.
Coming up and met.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Missy, we're going to take we usually don't take a break right now, but I'm going to take an early break so we can talk to you for a longer period of time when we come back. I want to talk to you about what you're looking for in the future. I want to ask you about the the REU commission committee and hear your point of view on that. Gary Cadd gave his yesterday, so I want to hear yours. And then any thoughts right here in the future where you see Reading going and places you'd like to shove it to if you're reelected.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is Free Fire Radio, 7:39 in the morning on November the 1st. Miss a day, miss a lot.
In Wisconsin, government unions stormed the Capitol and spent millions to oust Governor Scott Walker. They failed. Now the fight has come to our North State. Union bosses have turned the attack on conservative Rick Bassetti, who authored the first pension reform measure in California. His opponent, Brian Dahle, is funded by government unions and refuses to support pension reform and paycheck protection. Rick Bassetti recently faced a large city deficit fueled by ballooning government pension costs. When unions refused to grant concessions, Rick Bassetti authored pension reform, and the voters overwhelmingly approved the measure in 2010. Savings from government pension reform has allowed the city to rehire police and fire back to pre-recession levels. Because of Rick Bassetti's commitment to public safety, the city and its people are safer with more policemen and more firefighters on the streets. Stand up for the North State and vote Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Polly Class. Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only, justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and she's got a full, I mean, the guests were showing up at 6:30 this morning.
Ooh.
For 6:45 tonight. They said, I thought it was this morning. I said, I don't think so. We don't do anything at 6:45 in the morning here.
Most normal people don't do anything at 7 o'clock.
We try to be semi-normal. Hey, this portion, you know, speaking of normal, why can't we talk about Shasta Gas and Propane? They are normal. Not only are they normal, they have 4,000 customers. Now, you've got to be normal and give great service to have that many customers in Shasta and Tehama County. They offer flexible payments for your budget. They offer veterans and seniors discounts. They provide service family-owned, family-operated. All employees are safety-trained and service-oriented. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. They want to keep you warm during the winter. Shasta Gas, Propane, good people. Okay, Trish, let's go to Missy. Okay, Missy.
Hey, before I forget, uh-huh. I wanted to say that this weekend is the Lobster Fest, and I'm hoping Trish will be down there.
Oh, at the Anderson Rotary, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There is so much going on this weekend. We were talking a little earlier about the opportunities abound for things to do this weekend.
It's like every weekend around here. There's always like two or three going. But anyway, let's go back.
And after you do the Lobster Fest and all the things you eat on Saturday night, I just have to throw in that everybody needs to come to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast the following morning.
Can anybody go to that, Trish?
Absolutely. It's community breakfast, and we get a great crowd, best biscuits and gravy in town, and we're going to actually start a little early on Sunday because we're going to be hosting or feeding breakfast to the crews that are going to go up and cut the Christmas trees for Anderson and Reddy.
Is that another fundraiser for the seniors?
It is a first Sunday of every month fundraiser for the Frontier Senior Center.
All right. Good.
So we're going to open at 7 to 11.
I'm blowing my Oscar Mayer wiener whistle here.
All right, we've got to get back to Missy.
Issues. Can we talk to issues here?
Yeah.
Just one?
Okay.
So you want to talk about REU.
REU. What about, you don't believe there should be a committee there. Tell us why.
A commission.
Commission.
Because I do believe that we have experts in place, and in fact this latest investigation proved that out. So I'm feeling even better than I was when I voted to say, we have checks and balances in place, and I don't feel like another commission. Every commission that we have costs money. I mean, you have staff time, and, you could say, oh, no, it's not going to cost very much, but it ends up, and I know Trish probably knows this from being on various councils, that when you establish a commission, it does take some staff time.
One of the things that Missy, that I think people fail to understand is they continue to confuse our government with a democracy. And we are a republic form of government. You people that we elect to fill these positions are responsible to be sure that you put people of authority and knowledge in those positions. If they're not doing a good job, then we should hold you accountable.
Right.
And put people in there who are accountable to the public. But
exactly.
It's your job to oversee them and make sure that you're hiring competent people.
Right.
And citizens' committees don't do it.
That Tuesday's election will bear that out, that in fact the public realizes that we still have one of the lowest electric rates in the state, in the North State especially, and in reliability we're 95%+. So if if anybody, and I've had PG&E, I've lived in the county, and power goes down. I can remember one winter I had no power for 7 days. That was quite a few years ago, but
it still happens.
It still happens, and the reliability that REU has, for citizens, is
Missy,
just phenomenal.
Well, Missy,
might get a power pole knocked out and be down for a day, but
I think we all agree that REU is a good deal and all that, but. There's an old saying of trust but verify. The person we have in charge of REU right now is the assistant city manager, and no offense to him, great guy, but he's not a power guy. And
no, he's not a power guy, but he's an excellent manager
right,
that understands how you hire the right people in the right place.
Do you believe? Well,
then we'd probably take a look at some of the CEOs of Hewlett Packard or any big corporations. And they're going to have people responsibility that may not know how to do the nuts and bolts of the job, but they understand the overview
and that's true. But don't you also believe is that there should be a regularly scheduled audit of things that are going on from people outside the organization to make sure everything's okay?
I wouldn't say that is what I was saying. I think that those checks and balances are already in place, and it's an ongoing, continuous process.
From people within, but that's from people within the organization, all right? I don't know if we need a committee. Okay, here's what I'm saying, or a commission.
I agree, but
I think that this thing is
figure that somebody is doing their job at some point. Otherwise, it's chaos, and you could figure nobody's doing their job. I mean, if you doubt your managers, then you should fire them.
Well, what?
And obviously, we don't. We're keeping the people we have in place.
But if there's a chance that over a period of time, the complacency, things change, that who would, and people just accept things. I mean, we've seen this. I mean, is there a, I mean, what I'm trying to say is there any, do you see any place at all for an outside agency to come in and check and see how our guys are doing?
Carl. We sent everything to the grand jury, and we hired an outside firm to investigate the allegations.
And that's the way I believe it should have been done.
$30,000, which, you know, is not chump change, and, you know, came through squeaky clean. So, I mean, like I said at City Council, the litmus test is, how are your rates? What's your reliability? You know, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. It's working.
And don't check it then.
And I,
right?
You know, and I think that as far as transparency, it's there. Anybody that wants to look at anything, you know, I've gone through that power plant several times, and I'm sure, have you done that, Carl, too, and Trish? I don't know.
I did years ago.
Yeah. So, sure, I might not know all the questions, but I can certainly, hopefully, tell if somebody's, you know, sitting around, not doing their job. If we start getting complaints from citizens that their power, you know, is unreliable. I mean, as Trish used to say, she'd go to the Safeway store in Anderson and get all the feedback she needed. Well, it's practically like that, you know. You can go around town, people tell you if something's not working.
And the issue is that certainly anybody that we elect and put in those positions needs to be following up on those things and making sure that the complaints that they receive or the comments they receive are followed through and are either verified or not verified.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're going to take a break here.
Let me tell you,
let's
jump ship here a little bit. I wanted to tell you about a little fundraiser we're doing. This should be near and dear to Carl's heart. The flag that we needed at the library, we're going to do a little fundraiser. The Veterans Day is the 11th, as you know, and on the 12th, which is the day it's celebrated as terms of a holiday, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're at the library. Mayor Dickerson and I are going to do a drive-by for people that want to donate to the flag to get that flag and flagpole up. And we had committed to that a couple of weeks ago, and we wanted to follow up and let your listening public know that if they'd like to support the flag to honor our troops down at the library, at the monument there, we'll be down there 7 to 10 on the 12th.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that a couple more times, but we're going to take a break. Somebody has a question for you. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot and Trish Clark.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106. Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
We have Missy MacArthur, candidate for city council. Missy.
Yep.
You still
I'm
with us?
Here.
Still with us here? Okay.
I am.
What do you see is what kind of drastic change, if any, would you can you make to bring on business here in Reading?
You know, I think that developing the idea of our bikes and trails, we have extensive trails not only in Reading but throughout Shasta County that's just phenomenal, and the more we can bring people here and expose people to our lovely environment, hopefully some of those people might be CEOs. That's one thing. The other thing that we could do would be to do like the EDC is doing, try and get more angel investors and try and grow locally some of the people that are entrepreneurial in our own community.
You know, Missy, I have...
Sean Weaver. I'm sorry, Trish, did I interrupt you?
No, that's fine. But basically, I have always held that's not your job. Your job as a government official is to create an environment that allows private entrepreneurs to come in here, be in a system that encourages job creation, and let them do their thing. Government shouldn't be in a position
extent,
of creating
making
jobs.
The permit process and all that.
And so let's go there. What are you going to do with Reading's permitting process so people don't have to take painkillers to go in to go through the process to deal with these planning departments in this county?
Well, we've worked on that. Stillwater, of course, is shovel-ready and all of that.
You don't want to go there.
Place for Stillwater. We've done some, cutbacks on the fees for some of the builders here lately, and that's really spurred a little bit of growth here. I think that the staff knows that we want the permit process to be fairly painful. In that regard, we've implemented a computer-based program where people can follow their permit and see if there's a hang-up, see what's going on, and trying to expedite the permit process with the help of that. So we're aware of that as an issue. I think it, of course, in this slow economic time and slow growth time that we've recently gone through, that it hasn't been so much of an issue. So in fact, they've had time, some staff has had some time to kind of fine-tune things in that regard. So hopefully we'll see going forward.
So would you say, Missy, that...
Because some of the builders have and developers have told me they work really well with the city of Reading, and they have no...
So the feedback you're getting, Missy, is that when people come down to get permits and all this stuff, that everything works perfectly. Everything's fine.
That would be a goal.
Okay.
Of course. And expeditiously, not just works well, but works in a timely manner. Because I think people get frustrated when things get slowed down.
Time is money.
Are you getting any negative feedback at all about that?
No, that's not an issue. The issue that I hear about most right now is the realignment and the rising, breaking, and entering that we're experiencing because of the realignment. So I feel like that's the burning issue right now. Not permits, not REO, but crime.
Okay. Well, Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Well, you are so welcome.
Well,
thank you for having me.
I wanted to have you
for not making me drive it down.
Well, you know what? You know what? If you
talk
can
on the phone.
Yeah, you can talk on the phone. We can still see your smiling face.
That's good. Well, I will. I know I'll see Trish on Saturday down at the
Lobster Fest, and you'll see, and then she'll see you at the breakfast the next morning.
That's right. You will.
Okay.
And don't forget to do a drive by on the 12th at the library.
Well, give us a call next week to remind us about that too, will you? Missy?
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day, you too.
Oh, all right. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. We got to run. Brian Daly is our guest when we come back after the break. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark is here.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Amid the long wait for power, a mad rush for gas.
People are definitely doing crazy things.
Trying to find a station that's open or hasn't run out.
People driving on the grass, driving on the shoulders, turning around on the exit ramps, going the wrong way.
She's in New Jersey. Those gas shortages come as 5 million homes and businesses remain in the dark. In New York City, subway service is back, limited and free, but you have to carpool getting into Manhattan, three in a vehicle, or you can't use bridges or tunnels. It's going to take a long time for life to be normal again along the mid-Atlantic coast. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is on New York's Long Island, live in Long Beach.
Residents here relying on FEMA packages with ready-to-eat meals and water to get by. They're being handed out by the National Guard after the storm ripped through their town.
At one point, I'm looking off my second floor, and I had 5 feet of water rushing down the street.
Most houses remained intact, yet most first floors are completely ruined by the seawater, which left grit, salt, and piles of sand in its wake. Officials saying electricity and running water likely to take days to restore. Dave?
Now, Courtney in Virginia. A five more days chant at a Mitt Romney rally, who says the election
will have an impact on America for many years to come, for a generation at least.
President Obama will resume campaigning soon. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
In fact, the president will be arriving in Green Bay, Wisconsin later this hour for his first campaign stop since Hurricane Sandy. Wisconsin, an interesting choice to start with. Normally, it would be thought a safe state for an incumbent Democrat, but the president's slipping poll numbers makes the state a battleground. The president also visiting Las Vegas and Colorado today and then spending tomorrow in Ohio. Dave?
My consumer confidence rose in October. Weekly jobless claims dipped a bit last week, and another report showed a slight expansion in U.S. manufacturing for a second straight month. And on Wall Street, a big rally. The Dow is up 150 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down. Now everybody chilling from your head down to your toes. You got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com.
As President Obama and Mitt Romney get back to full campaigning 5 days before the election, a new Fox poll has the race dead even.
While overall it's a dead heat, 46-46%, the latest Fox News poll shows independents favor Mitt Romney by 7 points. And on top issues, Fox News poll director Dana Blanton says likely voters in general trust Romney.
The poll shows more trust him to improve the economy by 9 percentage points. Reduce the deficit by 5 points, and more trust him to manage their taxes by 5 percentage points.
52% of likely voters disapprove of President Obama's handling of the economy, but they trust him more than Romney on Medicare, education, and the American dream. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Murder in Naperville, Illinois, where police say a mother was angry at her husband. So she stabbed her 7-year-old son 100 times, then killed her 5-year-old daughter as they begged for their lives.
I'm kind of at a loss for words.
He's a neighbor. Investigators say the woman lied, initially blaming the killings on a stalker who had gotten into the home. She was in court at a bond hearing this morning. In California, four people were shot at a Halloween party last night on the USC campus. Two suspects are in custody. If you love country music, this is a big night. The CMA Awards in Nashville. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live in Music City.
Taylor Swift is up against all the big boys of country music for Entertainer of the Year. So don't you worry, you're pretty damn fine. She won the award last year, but 2010's winner Brad Paisley is also nominated, along with superstars Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, and Kenny Chesney. Newcomer and first-time nominee Eric Church has the most chances to win with 5 nominations. Dave?
In California, a woman has won the lottery, $23 million, but officials don't know who she is. They've released surveillance footage, and she has a month left to claim the jackpot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour. Carl and Linda. About 8:05 in the morning, November the 1st, while Bad Bob was in jail, October got away from us. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Indy, Max, Angel, many others in there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Yes, our buddies down at Crown Motors are going to give you a deal. Give a deal to their neighbors on their Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram lines of vehicles. Whether it's a previously owned or a brand new car, truck, or SUV, they've got one that's going to fit your every need. And at the end of it, after you buy this, their service department is second to none. Highly professional. Technically competent, they'll take care of your vehicle. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue today or give them a call at 223-2177. Okay. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
For putting up with my madness here.
Well, you know, it's been a great hour so far, and I'm looking forward to our next guest and getting on with the politics of the time. Boy, it's election day is just almost
upon here. Us. Yeah, but before we even start that, we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 148 points at 13,245. The S&P 500 is positive 14 at 1,426. And the NASDAQ is positive 40 at 3,017. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company down 13 cents at $11.03 and Nokia up 12 cents at $2.79. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 10 cents at $4.45, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 18 cents at $42.34. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.74%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $3.10 at $1,716. Crude oil is up 42 cents at $86.65, and silver is down 5 cents at $32.26. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you. Kathy Lathrop Cummings is with the Wells Fargo Advisors, and we have our Market Minute with them Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, brought to you right here on KCNR. Now, if you want to go down and talk to the real people, which is I would hardly recommend, head on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading. Or give them a call at 243-7561. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Now, there's some things getting ready to happen this week, and we want to talk about that before we get into the meat of the hour with Brian Daly, who's sitting here smiling. The Salvation Army is having a 2012 kettle kickoff luncheon on Friday at the Elks Lodge. It's free. Give Dick Fighton a call at 530-945-7975. It's going to start at 12 p.m. Now, this is where they kick off the big day about, and, you know, this is a lot of people are going to need help.
And everybody that needs that wants to put in time, this is where you get involved and get started and let them know what hours you're going to be out there ringing the bell.
That's right. And they've got a big goal this year, $150,000. But I tell you what, we can do it. It's tough. It's tough out there. Okay, Marines and other military personnel and friends of Marines. Saturday, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday will be the Marine Corps Ball. And you're going to have a great time. That's an order. $35 per person to get in, but that gives, you know, tri-tip, roast chicken, etc. They're going to have the Jefferson Pipe Scottish Bagpipe Band. But here's the big thing. Here's the reason to come. Besides the great food and the camaraderie and getting to see me dance around with the lovely Linda, who will be all dressed up. Dave Carey, a captain, United States Navy retired, who as a Navy fighter pilot was shot down over North Vietnam and spent 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. He gives great presentations. Here's a man who a positive man, that after 5 years of being tortured and being kept in this place, comes out and can spread the message of being a positive thinker and achieving things under the most trying of times. And people, you know, he goes all over the world and speaks, and it usually is like $20,000 pop. He's coming here because he's friends with Chaplain Wessling, and he's going to give this speech. Anyway, it's going to be a great day for, give Mike Gutierrez a call, 524-7595. It's going to be out at Wind River Casino out there on the Rancheria Road. And again, November 10th, 524-7595. All right? Oh, and you've got one.
I do, at the Cascade Theater. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and the film will be at 7, and it's the Fly Fishing Film Tour. This is put on by our local fly fishing groups, Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers and Shasta Mayflies. But it's the proceeds benefit a great thing. It's Casting for Recovery and a Breast Cancer Program. This is a great film. It's going to be at Cascade Theater. Oh, yeah. It's
12 different films, I think, is in
there. It is. It's a tour that is fantastic. There's going to be some great raffle prizes. Our local fly shop is involved in this. And again, that's at the Cascade Theater this Saturday. And I'm going to be there for a while selling raffle tickets and making some money for this wonderful program, Casting for Recovery, the breast cancer program.
Now, if you're up in Shasta Lake, they have a holiday bazaar on Saturday, November 3rd, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Senior Center. And a luncheon from 11 to 1. They've got affordable gifts, gift baskets, handmade items. So if you're up in Shasta Lake, stop by the Shasta Senior Center up there on Saturday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, we have made our announcements. We're going to take a break. We come back. Hey, Brian Daly's here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, you're ready?
I am.
You're ready. You're about ready for this to be over, too, huh?
Yeah.
It's ready. Time. It's time. All right. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
In Wisconsin, government unions stormed the Capitol and spent millions to oust Governor Scott Walker. They failed. Now the fight has come to our North State. Union bosses have turned the attack on conservative Rick Bassetti, who authored the first pension reform measure in California. His opponent, Brian Daly, is funded by government unions and refuses to support pension reform and paycheck protection. Rick Bassetti recently faced a large city deficit fueled by ballooning government pension costs. When unions refused to grant concessions, Rick Bassetti authored pension reform, and the voters overwhelmingly approved the measure in 2010. Savings from government pension reform has allowed the city to rehire police and fire back to pre-recession levels. Because of Rick Bassetti's commitment to public safety, the city and its people are safer with more policemen and more firefighters on the streets. Stand up for the North State and vote Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda, of course, is getting ready on the spot tonight with Lindabot. She's got a full show. And Trish Clark's with me. Trish?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Trish. Good to see you. Served with Trish over the many years when she was on the board here in Shasta County.
Yes.
Okay, Brian Daly. Running for assembly seat. So how's life, Brian?
Well, it's been an interesting year of my life. I announced January 17th I was going to run for the state assembly, and I've just been doing that for the last, since January 17th, and I've put about 70,000 miles on my car. This is the greatest process in the world. I mean, we have the ability to put people in office, and I'm proud to get up there and get in the batter's box and swing it and try to make it down there and do what's good for the people.
It's been a long road, huh?
It has been a long road, and it's been very interesting.
The campaign turned ugly here.
Yes.
And I'm not, you know what, here's my only comments on this, is that I've made them before, and I know both of y'all. And this is what I'll say the same thing to Rick, too, is the campaign turned ugly. And I think it takes away from who you guys are and the issues.
Well, and I think it damages the process. I think it turns people away from voting. I've been trying to defend my record, which I'm very proud of. You know, I meet a payroll every 2 weeks for my employees, and I know how hard it is to be in business in the state of California. It's not easy. And that's quite frankly why I'm running for the state assembly. I've served on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for 16 years. Our county's debt-free. And, I've been fighting the battles for the 16 years that I've been there, trying to get government closer to the people and less government and do what's right for the majority of the constituents that I serve.
You know, they continually say that bad, negative campaigning, that the people don't like it. The unfortunate part of it is it seems to work.
Well, obviously, the attacks have been out there, and you have to defend what's the truth. You need to find out the truth. That's what really we're after, is the truth. And there's a lot of misleading information out there,
and the important part is that while you're busy defending yourself on both sides of the issue, when it gets dirty like this, the people are shortchanged because you don't have the opportunity to talk about the issues that your plan, if you're elected, and what you're going to do specifically to help the North State.
Well, let's talk about that then.
Well, and let's start, if we might, with here's one of the big issues that we face up in the North State. State of California is controlled by Democrats. We continue, in my mind, to send qualified people down to Sacramento whose hands are literally tied. What's Brian Daly going to be able to do with that group of Democrats down there if you're elected to help the North State and give us a voice?
I'm going to do the same things that I've been doing for the last 16 years. That's a great question. And, let's talk about leadership. It's being able to communicate the positions that you have respectfully and educating more than anything is, most of the people don't understand, the legislators that are in Sacramento don't understand what we do up here and why we're so concerned about water and why we're so much concerned about forestry. You know, for example, Lassen County is 68% owned by the federal government. I mean, that dictates so much. And Shasta County, quite frankly, has a large portion of its land and all the counties in the Assembly District. So what happens with the federal government and their land use management plans on the forest dictate our economies, our water. They're continuously after our water. You know, I am opposed to taking dams out. I've been a champion of doing some off-stream storage. There's many opportunities in the North State to put water, not dams on the river, but store water in off the stream, and we should be doing that right now as we speak, and that would create jobs, create more water, and those are the type of things that I've been fighting for.
And who would
for.
Fight us on that?
The environmentalists, south.
Everybody south does not want that. They still want that water flowing freely to their water sprinklers down in Palm Springs.
And they don't understand that what happens now is it flows freely and it flows out to the ocean every year right. As we go through the storm system.
We need to put some storage areas out so we can control some of this.
Right. We need to catch. It's raining today. Thank God for that. We need the rain. But when we have the winter snowpacks running off, we should be collecting that water and putting it in storage facilities and using it in the dry months.
Okay, we've got to take a break. But here's what I want to get back into on this water thing. What if the state passes something that says that the people that have their water rights have to give them up? Just talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
It's almost like an eminent domain type of question. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We have Trish Clark with us today. Brian Daly is our guest. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
How can we trust what Assembly candidate Rick Bassetti says? Bassetti promised he wouldn't raise taxes, but when pressured by special interests, he flipped his position to support $30 million a year in higher sales taxes. Rick Bassetti says he'll reform pensions, but he voted to cut police funding instead of lower his own city council pension. And now a San Francisco Bay Area billionaire is bankrolling ads trying to buy Rick Bassetti our Assembly seat. We need a representative we can trust to fight for us. That's why 30 North State County Supervisors support Brian Daly for Assembly. They know Brian Daly has the integrity and commitment to bring jobs back to Northern California, to reform government spending and pensions, to protect our water and property rights, and to end overregulation of our farms and businesses. This November, send a farmer to the State Assembly.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460, Radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott, and I have Trish Clark with me. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's like 55 degrees out there, it's raining, it's a good time to go in and get that coffee made by the Tobacco and Brew Cuties. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, best tobacco prices in town, veterans get discounts. I can't think of any reason not to go down there and get your coffee and all your tobacco needs from Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Trish Clark is with me, and Brian Daly is our guest, and we have a phone caller. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Dolly.
All right.
Hey Dolly. Hey, you know, I've been listening to all these ads on both sides, both yours and Rick's, and you know, a lot of them are going back and forth about special interest money here and this. And I just wanted to know, you know, I just heard that ad, Ash and Rick, about the billionaire from San Francisco just on the commercial break there. And my question to you is, well, don't you also have special interests in unions that are backing you and also farmers, you know? So, I mean, what are the union ties there?
The Peace Officers Association has did an independent expenditure on my behalf. I'm pro public safety, and I believe that's why they're helping me out. You know, neither one of us control the independent expenditures. That is, we have no contact with them. And so, in Lassen County, our crime rate has stayed flat. We have funded our positions for the we haven't laid off any peace officers and deputy sheriffs. And I'm pro public safety, and I believe that's why the safety folks are behind my campaign.
Tim?
Oh, okay, that's good. Now, I was just curious. Well,
okay.
Okay, so what would you put public safety above, say, tax raising or anything?
Yeah, I don't want to raise any taxes. I believe we need to create jobs, and that creates more tax base, and then we can use that to take care of our debt. In Lassen County, we have no debt. We have it's basically choices you have to make as an elected official. What's your priorities? And I believe that public safety is number one. Infrastructure, schools are important. All those things are important, but you have them set up in a hierarchy where, you know, they're from top to bottom, and you make those decisions as an elected official to fund which ones. And, you know, you can do you can build parks, or you can put peace officers on the street. It's your decision as a board, and I choose that. You know, public safety is number one. I've always said that, you know, when you pick up the phone and dial 911, somebody better be responding on the other end. If you're an elected official, you'll definitely hear about it. And I know those are the top priorities. So I've been a champion of that over the last 16 years. I'm also a champion of business. I'm in business. I, you know, own and operate a business. I have a payroll. I meet every 2 weeks. I know how hard it is to be in business in this state. And we're being overregulated and overtaxed. And we need to be competitive with other states to keep our businesses here. And we need also to, you know, grow jobs. And those are the things that I'm going to be working on if I'm successful here in a few days.
Okay, Tim. Okay. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet.
The, you know, growing things, and let's talk about business. You know, the North State, the state of California's unemployment rate is, I think, 10 point something.
That's what they're reporting.
But we all know it's like 15%.
Absolutely.
So, but up here in the North State, our unemployment rate, if you took it the real rate, was probably closer to 20%. What can you do from an assembly position to start moving jobs up here?
We need to get the regulations out of the way of the business people. That's number one. You talk to anybody that's running a business and trying to comply with the laws that the state of California has been passing, you can't even keep up with them. And there's no security. When they're changing the rules in the middle of the game on businesses, and I've said this before on this program, you know, like AB 32, the global warming bill, it changes that we have to put mufflers on our semi trucks, and
this is big because a lot of people are going to have to redo their diesel engines.
Right,
yep. And this is going to put people out of business.
Right, and I happen to be one of those people that uses trucks to move our commodities around. I have a 2000 year Kenworth truck. I have to put on a $20,000 muffler by 2015 or replace it with a Tier 4 motor. It's about a $130,000 piece of equipment. Now, it has a lot of life left in it. What they should have done was said, you know, yeah, we all want clean air and clean water, but they're changing the rules in the middle of the game for the business, and it's hampering business. So there's no reason for anybody to take risk in starting a business when the state continues to pass laws that can put you out of business. So what they should have done was made the manufacturers make an engine that meets the air quality standards. And as we, you know, as the lifespan goes out of the vehicle, we change them out. But what they did was implement the law and then make us change right in the middle of the game. And it's impacting statewide, you know, our transportation costs.
Well, do people have any idea about this?
Well, everybody that owns a...
A diesel does.
Everybody that runs uses transportation. And we use transportation for everything. Every food that you eat every day, all that is moved by trucks. And it's a big impact. And those laws aren't in other states.
And that's part of the issue. The state of California needs to start looking at clean air and clean water and all those things we want. They got to put the other quotient in there, and that is at what cost?
Absolutely.
But we had a chance. They had a chance to back that off. And the state of California came rolling right back in, and they said, no, we want to keep it like that. And at the same time, we want to fund this train to nowhere. Is the electorate of California so stupid that they would just, you know, that they have no concept of what goes down the road further than that what they're putting a cross on a ballot, that this has a huge impact, that we're not going to be able to have the money to do this. We're not going to have the industry because of these two stupid things, that the cost of electricity is going to go up 100% in 5 years.
But the mental capacity is out there that the rich people are going to pay for it, and it doesn't impact me, so vote it in.
Yeah, see, and that is absolutely wrong. It's impossible. It's too much money. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got people on the line. We come back. Donna, you're first, then Ruth, and then you have questions for Brian Daly. We'll be right back after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Thousands still stranded days after Sandy in northern New Jersey.
Here in Hoboken, the estimate is that they won't have power here for much of the community for 7 to 10 days. They are pulling together. There are several shelters open. There are places to charge your phone. They're calling for donations of non-perishable items, for blankets, for coats.
Fox's Molly Line, there are growing worries, too, about fuel shortages. Fox Radio's Jeff Benasso out of Sunoco in New Jersey.
Of a hunt for one of the hottest commodities around.
I'm trying to get gas. It has 3 bars left, so it's almost empty.
This station used up 9,000 gallons yesterday. It's now dry, but expects another delivery later today. And every gas station we've seen, if they have gas, they've also got long lines, sometimes a mile long or more, with folks trying to refuel and fill up gas cans so they can keep their generators running.
This is a Fox News alert.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight. Of course, Trish Clark is here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Got my hair trimmed there yesterday. It's a great place. Step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. They have discounts for veterans and seniors. And in Bob's case, now a felon. All right, we'll,
well, your hair looks good.
Yeah, you really need to correct. You really was on jury duty.
Okay, you've been jury duty. Yeah, big deal.
You know,
okay.
This is how rumors get started. Well, but I'm going to the barbershop today to get trimmed up upon orders from high command.
Well, it's about time. You know, I think they'll get that weed whacker out. All right, our guest is Brian Daly, running for, of course, the assembly position. And let's start with Donna. Good morning, Donna. You have a question for Brian.
Yes, good morning.
I
wanted to just say that I am impressed with the endorsements of Brian Daly and Tom McClintock. The congressman is always a good endorsement, and four of our Shasta County Board of Supervisors have endorsed him. So I wanted Brian maybe to talk about some of the other endorsements.
Oh, well, I've been endorsed.
Okay, Donna, thank you very much.
Thank you. I actually have worked with many supervisors, including Trish Clark, who's sitting right here, over the 16 years. And so I've known a lot of them. I know Tom McClintock. He's my congressman. And we worked on a lot of the federal forest issues that, you know, they tried to block us out of the forest. They're trying to close the roads down. They don't do good fuel management. And so on those issues, I've gotten to know and working on the state with realignment. And the things that are coming down, I work with supervisors every day, and we have a common bond because we're working on those issues that, you know, the one-size-fits-all legislation that gets passed at the state doesn't work for the North State. And so those of us who are supervisors up here in the North State, we get together and work to lobby to the Assembly and the Senate at the state level to let them know our issues. And I'll give you a perfect example. There was an Assembly Bill 885, which was a septic tanks bill, which was going to impact all the rural septic tanks that we have out in all these counties. And it was basically because there was a septic problem in Southern California along the coast where they had a lot of rain. Well, we don't have the rain that they have on the coast, and so the one-size-fits-all law was going to impact all of our septic systems that we use in this assembly district. And so we banded together as a county supervisors and went down to the legislature. We had meetings here in Reading. We had them around the district and actually beat that bill, that legislation back. And so it didn't impact every homeowner who happened to get their septic tanks inspected every 2 years. And they tried to tie your wells to that too. So those are the type of things that I've worked with these county supervisors over the last 16 years. I know them personally. We work together on those issues, and that's why I have their endorsements, and I'm proud to have those endorsements.
We have a lot of questions coming in here. Okay, Donna, thank you very much. Ruth, do you have a question for Brian Daly? Hello, Ruth?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for Brian Daly?
Okay. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Ruth.
About a year and a half ago, before Congressman Herger decided to retire, I was listening to a candidate talk about putting a symposium or a committee together of business people to work on a strategy for business owners in the North State. And I thought it was a great idea, and he had invited normal folks who had businesses and just get together and talk about the needs in their cities. And we have for example, Stillwater in Redding. And I always thought that that was a good strategy, and I haven't really heard any of the candidates talking about, you know, the problems and the issues in the North State, basically I-5 is corridor has a lot of trucking on it, and it can deliver goods from this area, manufacturing, if we were able to build there. But I haven't really heard any other candidate talk about this strategy, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. And good job, Brian. Got my vote.
Thank you. The strategy for the North State basically is to use our natural resources that we have abundantly here. And I say that in many different levels. There's recreation. There's timber, mining. There's ranching and farming. And then there's the small manufacturing and those type of things. And those are the things that we need to focus on for the North State. Those are our big resources. Protect our water. Carl mentioned earlier in the show we were going to talk about water rights. And if we don't protect our water rights, county of origin water rights, and that's something that we've been championing for a long time, is to keep those water rights in place that have been there for you know, over 100 years, most of them. And if we can control our water, use it here on our farms, and keep it for our people that are here, and not let Southern California take our water, those are things that we need to focus on, and those are drivers. Also, we need to keep our community safe. There's two things that businesses look at is education, the education system that you have, and public safety. When they relocate, if they want to bring a company to your area, they need good schools for their kids, for their employees' kids, and they also want to know that they're living in a safe environment. So those are the top things to work on in the North State here to drive our economy.
Brian, do you think it's important, and I'm sure you do, that you get in touch with the people that you represent, as she's talking about the businesses and what have you? Certainly any legislator or elected official ought to be listening to the people who are trying to do business and use them as a sounding board to make decisions that impact them.
Absolutely, and I believe that you know, I have an open door policy. I mean, I even put my cell phone number on the
that's true.
Sample ballot, and it's the same cell phone number I've had since cell phones were available in Lassen County. And I believe that you need to communicate with the constituencies. That means businesses. That means anybody that wants to talk to you. You need to have open door, and I've had that for the last 16 years, and I will continue to do that.
Okay, we're gonna have to take a break, but I want to get just maybe a one or two sentence or word answer on this. The fact that, you know, I can understand the water flowing through the rivers from out of the mountains and all this, but people with water rights, is there a way the state can take that away from them?
Well, they've been continuing to attack those water rights. I believe they're adjudicated rights, and that they have a legal right to that water, and I hope that no court overturns that. And that's where we got to watch, is the courts overturning that.
What would be their argument to that?
Well, I want to tell you what's really happening. The it's affecting the water rights is they're using these water quality, air quality, AB 32 laws to manage to control our private property rights. And those are the things that I'm more concerned about than the courts. The courts can do it, but they're using the environment
they're using committees or out of the that are appointed people that can't be held responsible.
Right. So
Endangered
Species Act, that's what happened.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Brian. That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to cut you off. You have to take a break.
Okay,
we've got to take a break. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott, but Trish Clark is ably filling in here today. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it full or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine. Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from CR Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 55 degrees out there. You want to stay warm, right? You want to make sure that heater's working? Well, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They believe in quality and taking care of their customers. No matter what kind of system you have, they can fix it. They'll be out there. They'll take care of you. Alliance Heating and Air, good people. We know them. We've used them. Go to give them a call, 221-2642, or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest, Brian Dowling, we have the phone lines up. Let's go to Gary first. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Brian?
Yes. One of the prime issues that seems to be facing California is the need for meaningful pension reform at the state level. And I'm just wondering why we should think that Mr. Dolly is going to do something about pension reform, which he states when he's now being bought by the unions for the election.
Well, I have did pension reform in our own county. We did it 2 years ago. We did it by reducing our own salaries and benefits and asking our employees to do the same. Look, everybody knows that we need pension reform. They've talked about, I mean, actually the legislature and the governor worked on it this last session. And so I will continue to do that. I am very much concerned about the debt in this state. And if we don't control the debt in the state and at the national level, we're going to be bankrupt as a country and as a state. And so pension reform is definitely the issue that we need to focus on. We need to create jobs. It works both ways. There's only two ways to balance a budget. One is cut and the other is to grow. And I prefer to grow and do good cuts that we need to focus on also.
But what proposals do you have for creating growth? I haven't seen anything in 16 years in Lassen County, and you're not specific on anything.
Well, we actually, in Lassen County, we've done a good job of retaining the businesses that we have. And remember, Lassen County is 68% owned by the federal government. The rest of it's farms. Our industry is agriculture. We do have the prisons up there, and many people have talked about that. But let me tell you a little bit about prisons and what it does to a community. The prison comes in, and yeah, it brings jobs. The county is based on property tax. The city receives the sales tax. So we have the incorporated city of Susanville, which it's been a big boom for the city of Susanville. But along with those prisoners comes the families that typically have some issues, and we have to deal with those at the county. So it's driven our county budget in the wrong direction because of the social services that we have to supply to those inmate families that are there that are following those inmates. So it's been a real tough battle as far as keeping the county debt-free, but we've been able to do that. We've done a lot of things in our building department. In fact, in Lassen County, you don't have to get a building permit to build a hay barn. And I know that that's the thing that you have to have here in Shasta County. So we've been proactive in trying to keep we've always kept our salaries and wages low at the county. That's why we've been able to keep ourselves debt-free. And we've also worked on land use decisions that make good sense for our area.
Okay. Hey, Gary, we've got the lines filled up, Gary. Thank you for your call. Okay, let's go to Charles on line two. Charles, you're on line two. You're live on KCNR. You have a question for Brian Daly.
Yes, I'd like to know what he thinks of so-called conservation easements, like the kind that don't allow people to really use their property for very much, and of the conservancies that keep pushing this on property owners. Because, you know, when a property owner has a conservation easement attached to their property, you know, they can't really do much with their property, and then when they try to sell it, you know, that conservation easement is attached to the property, so then anybody wanting to buy the property can't really use it either.
Okay, Brian?
Yes, I'm a farmer, and I own land. None of my land is in the Williamson Act, which is another a set aside, or I don't have any conservation easements on my own land. I believe in private property rights, and I want to be able to control my private property. Now, there are a lot of ranchers and farmers who the inheritance tax has placed a burden on a lot of these agricultural properties when it comes down to the families, and some of them have chosen to use conservation easements to basically get a bump to take care of their inheritance tax. So those are some of the things that people are doing to stay alive in agriculture. It's very difficult business, and it's a tool that they use. Now, I don't believe in that. I like to have my own private property rights, but there are some out there who are using those as a tool to actually stay on the land. And then I do know some neighbors that have put conservation easements on their land because they, quite frankly, didn't want their children to subdivide it up and sell it off. They want it to stay in agriculture. So those are the things that I've noticed over the time. But in my own personal opinion is it's a one-time payment. And if you're planning on using your land the way you want to use it, I wouldn't recommend it.
But again, Brian, I think it's important for people to know that these are not something that's being imposed on people. The
right.
The owners of the property
yeah.
are willingly going in and accepting cash payments for putting them into the conservation easements. I'm kind of with you on that. I don't concur with that thought process. But certainly there are some in Shasta County that have gone into these conservation easements, and a lot of it to keep the land from being subdivided and turned taken away from farm.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are used for agriculture, or not agriculture, but for wildlife. You know, people are put conservation easements on, then do hunting clubs and all kinds of different.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Brian Daly, running for State Assembly. Trish Clark's here with me. Linda's getting prepared for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Norris State Farm and Business PAC, supporting Rick Pacetti for Assembly 2012, not authorized by any candidate or committee, controlled by a candidate sponsored by California Real Estate Independent Expenditure Committee in Spirit of Democracy, California.
When folks questioned Brian Daly about his tax-free junkets to Alaska, St. George, and Hawaii, he responded with a tweet titled, "No Trip to Hawaii," and released his mileage records, apparently to prove that he didn't drive there. But his statement of economic interest reports list more than $49,000 in tax-free meals, airfares, hotels, and expenses in just the last 7 years, while telling the media he mostly paid for his own expenses. And maybe he did. It was just with somebody else's money. Daly also bills his county $600 every year for, quote, road viewing. Now, we all watch the road, but not many people try to bill somebody for it. Assembly candidate Brian Daly, a man of many talents, world traveler and road viewer. Check out his expenses at dahlefacts.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here. Carl Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot. Linda Bott. Of course, Trish Clark is here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ready and Harley Davidson. Ride an icon. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard here in Ready. Give them a call at 241-7117. Ernie and Jessica, second generation of the Wright family who have owned Ready and Harley Davidson. And just remember, you know what? It's not too late. I mean, you say, oh, winter's coming. Lots of great days to ride that motorcycle. And Christmas is coming up. Yeah, think of that. Motorcycle under the tree or parked in the driveway. Yeah, let's see Nathan. 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Okay, our guest is Brian Daly. We've been talking in the break. The GMO, I think it's the Proposition 37. 37.
Yep.
Because you sell seeds.
Yep, I'm a seed farmer, and I do not raise any GMO seeds. I always raise wheat, barley, oats, rye, peas, cereal grains that aren't modified. I'm actually going to vote against that, though, because it's going to drive the cost up of my business, and I believe that it's going to not do the job that they want. I believe we should label. Yeah, absolutely. People should know what they're eating, but I think this is the wrong avenue to do it. I think the legislature could do a better job of putting together something that makes better sense.
Okay.
Propositions in general.
Yep.
We are in fact a republic form of government. More damage has been done by these propositions in the state of California than we can ever relate to.
I think so too. And I get really scared about propositions. Like, okay, but let's see how you stand on a few of them though.
You bet.
All right. Death penalty.
I wanted to continue the death penalty.
Okay.
taxes okay. In general, I
how
think.
About, how about yes on taxes? There's two.
No,
tax
no on 30. No on 31. Yes on 32. Death penalty we talked about. We talked about GMOs. What's left?
Probably another 30 of them. What about the keeping the unions from having letting the union members say?
Yeah, I'm voting yes on 32, which is
on 32
that they can't use their funds
without permission.
Right. I wish the state of California would go back to being a republic form of government and get rid of all those propositions because you've got badly worded ballot issues that get put on there that have unintended consequences. right back to Prop 13, which everybody thought was a great thing until they came up and stole all the money
away
from the counties.
I mean, love 13. Well, I wouldn't have my farm without it.
Well, I understand that, but the unintended consequence of that was that we turned control of the property taxes over to the state.
That's right.
And so that's the point I'm making. Prop 13 was a great thing.
Should R.C. and Soma have teared down his privately built, privately used chapel?
I don't know the details on that, and I'd have to be more educated on that. But how much time do we got here?
We've got a minute. You get the last minute.
I want to just thank you for having me on here, and I want to thank the folks out there for listening. I would ask for your vote. I want you to go to my website, briandaly.com. You know, I'm doing this not because I need a job. I'm doing it for the future of our children, my children, your children, and we need to grow this state. We need to lessen taxes, and I would appreciate your vote. I want to, again, thank you for having me here, and God bless America. Go out and vote, please. It's important.
No matter how you vote, it's important.
It's important
to get out there. We have men and women in harm's way right now.
That's right.
Because, you know, for standing on the wall so you can come out and vote, you know, and, you know, for God's sakes, figure out who the candidates are and at least read up on what you're voting on, you know.
Go to their web pages, absolutely find out what the truth is about these candidates. Elect people who will represent your views, but you've got to be an educated voter to do that.
That's right. You know, just to go down there and vote without an edge, you know, you're doing more harm than good. Hey, tomorrow, Rick Bassetti will be our guest, running for assembly, just as Brian is. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Nearly 5 million people in a dozen states still have no power, and in some of the hardest hit areas, it could be more than another week to get it back. But all three of the major New York area airports are now open, and some of the subways are back in the city as activity limps back where it can. Where roads are passable, homeowners are out in search of supplies. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live at a Home Depot in New Jersey.
At a store here near Bloomfield, rebuilding what Hurricane Sandy took away is on most everyone's minds. Edwin's cart is full of supplies.
Sump pump, chemicals to clean up. I had about 7 feet of water in the basement trying to clean up. It's a mess.
He says his entire neighborhood in Harrison was flooded, and the hunt for fuel for generators and cars is also becoming increasingly difficult here in northern New Jersey. We've been to a lot of stations and have yet to find one that has anything left. Lisa?
Jeff, thanks.
Hello, Wisconsin!